if Vladimir Putin is going to be offered land that he has not seized yet, but negotiates his way into, doesn't this set a dangerous precedent that the United States now accepts this concept that it is okay to seize land by force?
Well, Putin's already seized land by force, and that in and of itself is not a positive precedent. This whole war
is a negative precedent. Are you demanding a withdrawal?
Precedent. Well, again, here's the, in order to have a deal here to end, to reach the end of this conflict, both sides are going to have to make concessions. That's
but
just a fact.
Does that mean
in any negotiation,
if Russian forces are?
But this is not about acceptance. This is about what Ukraine can accept and what Russia can accept. They both have to accept it. Otherwise, there won't be a peace deal. Okay? If there aren't concessions, if one side gets everything they want, that's called surrender. That's called the end of the war through surrender. And that's not what we're close to doing, because neither side here is on the verge of surrender or anything close to it. So in order for there to be a peace deal, this is just a fact. We may not like it. It may not be pleasant. It may be distasteful. But in order for there to be an end of the war, there are things Russia wants that it cannot get, and there are things Ukraine wants that it's not going to get. Both sides are going to have to give up something in order to get to the table, in order to make this happen. That's just the way it is. And I mean, the sooner we accept that, that's the reality. Now, what those things are, it's going to be up to both sides. There's no conditions that can be imposed on Ukraine. They're going to have to accept things, but they're going to have to get things too. And so, for example, Ukraine is a sovereign country. They have a right, like every sovereign country does in the world, to have to enter into security alliances with other countries to prevent an invasion in the future, to prevent threats to their national security. That's not an unreasonable request. That's something that needs to be worked on. Territories will have to be discussed. It's just a fact. And there are things that maybe Russia's holding now that they're going to have to give up. Who knows? The point is, we need to create a scenario where that becomes possible. And that's why this has been so hard, because neither side up to now has been, you know, willing to give on some of these things. But we'll see if that's possible. It may not be, but we're going to try, and we're going to do everything we can to try to achieve a peace.